All right, here we go. Sing. Mi, fa, mi. Let's change this to re. Re, mi. Here we go. Mi, fa, mi, re, mi. Okay, can you do that back there, altos? Mi, fa, mi, re, mi. Sopranos. So, la, so, so, so. Alto and sopranos, sing. Here we go. Two or more notes moving together like that is called harmony. So we have two-part harmony there with the alto. If the men will all join us over here, we'll appreciate it. If you want to sing bass or tenor over there, if you just want to listen, just anywhere, it's all right. If you want to sing a part, man, you sit over there. Tenor's kind of on this side and the bass is on the far side. Okay, here we go again. Just the bass, the soprano, and the alto. Everybody, men, sing the top part with us too. So, la, so, so, so. All right, soprano and tenor. If you think you're a tenor, sing this top part. So, la, so, so, so. Bass and alto, sing this. Here we go. Mi, fa. All right, sing them together. Here we go. Sing. Mi, fa, mi, re, mi. All men sing this with me down here. Do, fa, do, sol, do. All right, sing it again. Here we go. Your part. Men sing with me. Do, fa. Okay, can you tell you've got three parts going? That's not fair. Come on up and join us. Okay, good. Come on. Now, what part are we missing? Tenor. Okay. Now, we're going to finish the chord up there, or double off with a chord. Tenors, we're going to be singing between the staff and maybe down here. So let's just give them a do. These are called ledger lines between the staff. Do, do. I'm making it easy. A monotone can sing these parts. And we'll sing a T under this. T, we'll put the T down here like on the B. And we'll go back to do. Okay, here's the tenor part. Do, 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 ti, do. Who wants to sing that? Loud and strong. I'll help you. Let's have, all right, this part right in here. Let's go with it. Do, 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 ti, do. Everybody sing that tenor part. Do, 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 ti, do. Do them all except the bass. I'm a little, when it gets down below an F down here or G, I kind of tucker out down there, but all the other parts I make it on. Okay, here we go, sopranos. Not everybody on the soprano. So, la, so, so, so. Alto. Mi, fa, mi, re, mi. Tenor. Do, do, do. Do, fa, do, so, do. All right, let's sing the whole chord. Here we go. Here we go. So, mi, do. Sing. Do, 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 ti, do. Once again. Do, 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 once again.
Do, fa, do, so, do.
Okay, let's give it some words. I like a meatball. All right, sing the notes again. Here we go, here we go. So, mi, do, do. Here we go. Do, 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 ti, do. Sing the words.
I like meatballs cold.
Okay, you know, I'd like you to see that. Since this is Sunday, what would you like to give it? A word. Craw, craw. For Sunday we'll sing, Christ is all to me. Okay, once again, notes. Here we go.
Do, 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 ti, do,
sing.
Christ is all to me.
Question? No question? No question? You're going to have to share. I didn't know I was... Well, it's an English system, really, and I bought English anthems recently. They're singing vocal singing, vocal music. The syllables we have up, do, re, mi, fa, so, those are padded. It's used more by the English system. This is the movable do system, the French system. If you hear them refer to that, that's kind of difficult. This is used, pass it around so you can look on somebody because we don't have a lot. It's an easy system. It didn't have instruments. I gave it some easy. Now see, you've written a song there. We could have gone on, you see, and we could have written a hymn, written our own hymn there this morning, and everybody's singing. We got the first phrase. Simple. We didn't do a lot of intricate rhythm or anything like that. But we got a tune there, and we got parts to harmonize. Four-part harmony there going already. You're singing music and didn't know it. Have any of you sat in church and you don't sing because the hymn is too high, you can't reach the part? Yeah. Well, do you see, it should be the responsibility of your choir directors or ever who to teach you to read the part. If you are bass, see, there are low voices out in the ladies and the men's. And they're not expected to sing way up on the staff, the highest notes. Really, their voices don't reach up there. They're basses and altos. Tenors and soprano can sing the top. You naturally hear with the ear that ties the piano or the organ plays the top part, the soprano part, the melody. Some of the hymnals, you'll find those newer hymnals, they've gotten smart and dropped the keys considerably. So the men and the altos in the congregation can reach more of the notes. But a lot of your congregation doesn't sing because they're trying to sing too high. They need to sing the bass and the alto. Okay, let's talk about accidental. You've got to have... That's going to fall off and break all this stuff. We'll just keep it in this key. You notice the hymnal, there's sharps and flats at the beginning. And that means the key is changed. But if you read in one key, you can read in all keys. Okay. Now, the way you get sharps and flats is change the syllable. We have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and do. Okay, here we go. Do. Now we're able to sing in the cracks. So the cracks here, we're going to, I'll just think of black notes there in the key of C. So we have to sharp these going up the scale. We're going to sharp one of them and sing in the cracks there. All right. This is do, di, re, ri, mi, fa, fi, sol, si, la, li, ti, do.
Do, di, re, ri.
No.
Do, di, re, ri, mi, fa.
First scale we have there is called a diatonic scale. This is a chromatic scale. And on the piano, the key of C would sound like this. And then if we add the chromatics, it would be this. Like that. Okay, once again.
Do.
Some of these are Stamps Baxter, some of them are Tennessee Music and Printing Company. They give you the basic rudiments of music there, and this is the sort of thing that singing school teachers taught from. These books like this. Pass the catalog around. Here's another one of those hymnals. All right, let's take a song here.
Do, 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 re, mi,
do, mi. Let's sing that a little bit. All right, let's sing a little bit. I'll lower it a little bit here. Sopranos, here we go. Oh, nothing but the blood.
Do, 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 re, mi, so, mi. Do, 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 re, mi, mi, re, do.
I kept some songs. I put some songs here that I thought you might know. Everybody know that? Okay, sing that. Now that's the top line right here. Here we go.
Do, 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 re, mi, so, mi. Do, 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 re, mi, mi, re, do.
All right, sopranos, you sing with the alto. Here we go. Right along.
So, so, so.
Shaky on that. Here we go. How many altos? Have some more volunteer. All right, here we go, the altos. Here we go.
So, 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 ti, do, mi, do. So, 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 do, ti, so.
All right, you keep that. We're going to sing our part over here.
Do, so, sing. Do, do.
the words. Okay, man, basses, bassos. Do, 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 so, do, do, do. Do, 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 so, do. I can't get that one, so you take the upper do there, if you can't hit it, see. So, do, you take the upper one. Okay, let's sing those three parts. So, do, 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 so, so, so. Bass right with them. Here we go. Syllables.
Do, 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 so, do, 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 so,
do. Sing the words. We've got 5 minutes. Here we go. Everybody sing tenor that can reach it.
Me, 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 so, 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 so. Me, 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 fa, so, so, fa, me.
Okay, here we go. I'll sing the tenor since that was the last one we got on. Bass is here's your note. Do. Alto's over here, so. Sing the syllables once. I'll sing the tenor with you.
Me, 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 so, 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 so. Me, 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 fa, so, so, fa.
Sing the words. Here we go. Drop those in the box up here. Thank you so much for coming. Don't get discouraged. One thing I didn't tell you, one of the best ways to learn to do this is take songs that you know, that you can read the soprano part, take the songs that you know, and then sing those syllables to those songs. And just sing them over and over and over, and then gradually work on the alto and tenor part. Okay, let me have all my books and I'll be all right. Thank you for coming.
Let's give Mr. Robert Dixon another round of applause. Wasn't that fun? Actually, you know what we really need is time for him to do a singing school for us. We need either the whole morning or the whole day. And I see lots of heads nodding, so I know you're in agreement with me. I like that idea. White Springs Baptist Church. Let's see what we can set up.
They used to have a Broadman hymnal, the old Baptist Broadman hymnal over there in shape notes.
One of the things that's been a pleasure to me this weekend is having the opportunity to meet and work with so many different performers, one of the frustrations about my job has been having to say, I'm sorry, but your time is up, and we have someone else that we need to showcase. So it's been a real interesting experience for me, and I know it's been an interesting experience for you, having this opportunity to observe and listen and participate in so many different traditions here in the Rediscovery section of the Florida Folk Festival. Haven't been able to come, and when I found that out, I thought, oh well, what am I going to do? And I looked out in the audience, and I saw someone that I've known for many, many years, someone who represents the fine gospel tradition that we have here in our own town of White Springs. And I've asked Mae Frances Marshall if she could take some time this morning and do some wonderful, wonderful a cappella singing for us. You're going to be in for a real treat. Now, before she comes up, I'm just going to take a few minutes to chat with you and talk about traditions and the things that this festival is about. You know, what we're here for is to celebrate our traditions, mine, yours, our state's traditions, and it's been a lot of fun. It's almost like getting one of those wonderful sampler boxes of chocolates, and you get to try a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you know which ones are your favorites, but you love them all. That's what this festival is about. We get to celebrate all the diverse traditions that we have here in our state. Now, one thing I'd like to say, you know, we think of traditions, that's something that's passed along from one person to another, sometimes in families, sometimes in communities, and sometimes in regions. And certainly, you can see that here at the festival. We've got many fine family, community, regional, and state traditions being showcased. And Sunday is one of my favorite days at the festival because we always start out our mornings with expressions of gospel and religious traditions. And we've certainly had two very fine traditions showcased here this morning. We enjoyed Myron and Frieda Carter first thing with their gospel singing. And as I said, they're part of our White Springs tradition. Then we've just had Mr. Robert Dixon talking to us about shape note singing. And how many of you learned something about that? I know I did. I sang alto. Okay, I love the opportunity to really be with him for a good 4 hours or for a singing school like he talked about. I think we could get to be pretty good, don't you? Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Well, next we have Mae Frances Marshall, and I'd like you to give her a warm, warm Folk Festival welcome. She's a real treat.
Good morning. I would just like to say that I thank the Lord for my being here, and I thank the Lord for what he is to me right now. Before we go any further, let us bow in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you this morning to bless us in a spiritual way. Father, we look to the hills right now, from which cometh my help, for my help cometh from you. Father, as I sing, Lord, I'm asking you to sing through me. I'm asking you to touch someone's soul. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I claim these blessings. Father, just sing through me and let the words of my mouth speak for me through you. Thank you. And she said, I am Mae Frances. And it's not a surprise, but, you know, I love singing. And I don't mind filling in for someone else. This morning, we was supposed to have sung this morning. The group that I going to sing this afternoon. But because they sang with music and, you know, and they had to kind of like the piano player couldn't be here. So this is why that the Lord has blessed Sister Frieda and her husband, Brother Carter, to come this morning and sing. And I thank the Lord that they was available to take that spot at 10 o'clock this morning. But at this afternoon at 2:30, myself along with the Anointed Voices, which is my pastor's wife and her sisters and others, we'll be singing at the old Marble stage. I'm going to do a few selections for you, but before I sing, I've been singing ever since I was 8 years old, and I'm 41 now, so I've been in White Spring all of my life. Years ago, I used to bring a group of people out here to sing, children. We sang Zion Temple Holiness Church Youth Choir, and this is my choir here. that I sung with. This young lady here, she was the most inspiration one that was in my choir. The Lord, she took sick, and the Lord saw fit to call her home. Her name was Lisa Lumpkin, and I was so thrilled when I saw her picture on the poster. And this was Zion Temple Holiness Church Choir. I no longer work with them now due to fight. I had a lot of sickness in my family, and plus I lost my hearing. I'm partially deaf, but because due to the fact that the Lord blessing me, he blessed me through hearing aid. So many times it's complicated for me, but I lean and depend on the Lord. And this morning we're going to sing a few songs for you, and we pray that you will enjoy what we have to sing for you. First, I'm going to sing. I had to jot down something because in the spur of the moment, I forget. We're going to sing for you, He Touched Me. And this is the first time that I've had the opportunity to sing with Sister Frieda. She's going to play for me. I sing without music most of the time, but when I can get a piano player to play along with me, and by she playing with air by air, and I sing. I don't have no special part that I sing. I just open up my mouth and I sing, and however the Lord bring it out, I'm satisfied. So if we make any mistakes, you just take them for love. Shackle by a heavy burden beneath the load I give and shine. In the hand of Jesus, touch me. Thank you. hope you enjoyed that selection. And our second selection is going to be, I heard my mother say, He will provide. I heard my mother say, He will provide. Taking my time. Son says, I'm just taking my time. I'm just taking my time, yeah. Thank you.
give Freda Carter and Mae Frances Marshall another wonderful round of applause for this. You know, Mae Frances was originally scheduled to be with us on the stage, and then something happened, and she wasn't able to come. And then we had the Versateers cancel, and I saw her this morning, and things magically worked out. Wasn't that special? That was special. Thank you, thank you. Next, I had the wonderful opportunity to hear them on this stage yesterday and at various other locations in the festival. They're scheduled right after this at the Azalea Garden, am I right? Oh, Bill's doing swing music. Okay, so Bill's so versatile, he's leaving to do swing music. I'm going to let them get set up. You may have seen these walking sticks walking all through the park. And this is an example of an Afro-American tradition. And this is real interesting because what's happened, I found out this is being done by a man who's actually in the park service down at Ravine. And they are clearing the land there, and he's taking the opportunity to go ahead and practice the tradition. And in the past couple of months, I believe it was, Phil Wernley told me they've sold over 1,200 of these walking sticks, and I've certainly seen them all over the park today. So it's interesting. They're doing some land clearing, practicing of tradition, and raising funds for their park. So if you see these walking around, you'll know a little bit about them. They are an expression of the Afro-American tradition. Okay, we're going to do a couple of sound checks, and we'll have When the Shakes the Barley going in just a second, and then we're going to be followed by another wonderful group this morning, which I will have the pleasure of seeing in about 15 minutes.
Is this high enough for you? Let's be. Is this comfy?
Yeah. Let's make sure we do a tune. Oh, okay, thank you. Oh, okay.
So what are we doing?
How about we start out with that jig medley? Sean Ryan's and Tobin's, the brand new one as of this morning. Sean Ryan's, Tobin's, no, it's on the pencil sheet, Bill. Sean Ryan's, Tobin's, and Scatter the Mud. A minor, D major, A minor.
Can I kick it off?
Thank you.
Tanner's tune.
I don't care. What do you want to do?
Tanner tune. Tanner tune.
We discovered in the campground jamming last night that we all knew a tune that we had sort of intended to play anyway.
What was really impressive is that we all had the same idea about how the arrangement ought to go, even though some of us didn't know it at the time, actually.
We discovered that afterwards.
He still did it anyhow. It was great.
Good instincts. So you're going to start, Peter, yeah? Oh, wait.
Bill is going to start. Bill is going to do the noodle cadenza here. It has nothing to do with spaghetti. Well, kind of spaghetti fingers, but...
New age music sets you free. Sonny Terry and Brownie Mooney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll do one more tune for you, a medley of two Irish jigs, Dennis Murphy's jig and the Dusty Windowsills. And we're the Wind That Shakes the Barley, and we'll be playing again here for the Scottish.
3:30, thank you.
So if you get here at 3, you'll get to see the act before us and then us, and you'll get a good seat too.
Yeah.
Right? Dudley on guitar. Thank you. Bill Dudley on guitar. This is Kathy Agar on fiddle. Richard Ferry on various and sundry instruments, including flute and boron.
And Peter Martin on flute and hammer dulcimer.
Thank you very much. We're the Wind That Shakes the Barley.